And welcome back to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike, and I have the pleasure to be joined by Robert Hayes. And some of you might know him from the movie Airplane, and he's done some other films too, I suppose.
A couple.
Is this your first time to AirVenture?
First time, yeah. The friend of mine, Jeff Harold, is the founder of Club Glove, the golf bags.
Okay.
Makes golf bags and all those accessories. And he's, which has been successful enough for him to have a TBM 700. So
nice little plane.
Good.
Fun.
It's a good business for him. Anyway, they were going to be showing Airplane at the Fly-In Theater.
Yes.
And they wanted to see if there was a way to get a hold of me. And he said, oh, he's a friend of mine. I can get a hold of him. So, yeah. So he got a buddy of his, who's a great guy, Pat McCall, who's got a Pilatus. And he flew up and picked me up. And then we went on up to Grass Valley and picked up Chuck Yeager and his wife, Victoria, and flew out for them, you know, out here.
Sure.
And I think it was 5 hours and 15 minutes from Grass Valley. Pretty good. Then I was supposed to leave today, but it looks like I'm sticking around a little bit longer.
So. It's a fun place. It's hard to leave this place.
Yeah, yeah, it really is neat. Sean Tucker wants to rearrange my internal organs with a little flight with him.
That's an opportunity that I could not pass up, given the opportunity. Are you going to go do that with him?
Yeah, at some point. Maybe back in back up in Salinas, you know, back in California. But we were thinking about doing it yesterday, but
the weather was less than...
Well, and I also had a lot of interviews and a lot of things, and they said, you may want to keep your senses about you. Keep clear-headed, and you may throw it up on microphone or something. So we delayed it, but... And I met Mike Goulian, and Mike is a character. He's very funny, really good guy. So it's been really wonderful. Met Sully Sullenberger and Gene Cernan, Jim Lovell, and, you know, a great, great time. It's been great.
Yeah, there's a lot of very neat people who come out here and share their experiences at the various venues, and I've run into a few of them. People. We had Sully and Jeff Skiles at the Welcome Center earlier in the day, and neat stories.
And great guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely great guys. So it's been a lot of fun. It's really been... It's been just, you're not ready for it. They can't really prepare you for the size of this place with all of the planes, you know, and all the little tents next to them and all the campers and, you know, 300,000 people or something.
Yeah, it's a huge event. If you haven't been out here, it's just, it'll blow your socks off.
Yeah.
Now, what's your aviation background?
Well, my dad was a fighter pilot in the Marines for almost 29 years. He was in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam.
What did he fly?
He flew SPDs in World War II. And then Corsairs came in at the end. And then he flew Corsairs in Korea, and which was his all-time favorite plane. And then he flew more modern planes in Vietnam.
Right.
And and then he flew big stuff, too, when he would take IG teams around. So... But fighter pilot was his main deal. And then I guess I was probably always influenced by that and seeing the plane models and the pictures and everything that he'd bring home when I was growing up. And so I got my license about 32 years ago, I guess it was. And single engine land. And I got a few hours in, about 31 hours towards a helicopter rating, which was really fun.
Are you still pursuing that now?
Well, I kind of, you know, had a plate full of life. And so it sort of interrupts things.
Yes.
I was just thinking about, I really like to get back out, you know, and get back up in the sky. And a few months ago, I was thinking that. And all of a sudden, here I am at Oshkosh, and you really get the bug going again.
Oshkosh is a huge motivating factor.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought of building an airplane?
Well, I have. I've been up in a friend of mine, he had a Glass Air. We flew back from Colorado to Van Nuys, 300 plus miles an hour, and it was funny. He said, "Watch this," and the tower would call in and say, what are you exactly? Because we're really scooting along.
Yeah.
And we're a tiny little thing.
Right. There are a lot of really neat home builds that outperform so many of the production airplanes at a fraction of the price for the performance.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it takes a few years sometimes to build them.
Right.
And sometimes even longer.
Yeah, right.
But that's a hobby and a love all in itself.
Yeah.
So
I love old movies. And I see several auto gyros here, and I always thought that would be fun to go up in one of those. I mean, they just seem so funny. I just like it's a moving comedy.
Yeah, know? There's not a whole lot to the structure of those of those things either, and you're just kind of sitting right out in the open. And, I've never done an auto gyro flight at all yet, but
doesn't that seem like it'd be kind of an interesting thing to try?
It'd be hugely fun.
Yeah.
I saw last year they had the Pekaren auto gyro flying out here.
Oh, wow.
And that was just a real neat piece of equipment to see flying. I'm sorry that they don't have it out here again this year.
But
they do have auto gyros down in the ultralight area, and I mean, there's everything here. Anything you want to see that flies.
Yeah, and over in the museum, they got a little BD-5, and they've got these other stubby little things that you don't even know how can they possibly fly. The wings are, probably 5 or 6 feet.
Well, it's the whole theory of the F-16. You don't need any wings if you have that much horsepower.
Maybe that's what it is, I guess. Yes. Yeah.
So, there's all sorts of neat stuff out here. So,
yeah.
Now, you don't know when you're leaving at all now.
Well, I've got a couple of flights back on Sunday.
Okay.
My friends that I flew out with, and which there's a good chance I'll fly back with them, but I've also had some offers from some other people that are like, legendary people to fly back with, and that would be fun. So
it must be hard to have so many choices.
Yeah. Kid in the candy store with all this. So we'll see.
Yeah. So what else do you want to see while you're out here?
Well, I mean, it's just going around and seeing all the different tents, all the different things. Watching the air shows are just great. I went out and held the pole for Sean Tucker yesterday, and zipping right through, 15 feet from you or whatever. And
yeah, he's
that
amazing.
Was great fun. That was really, really fun.
And that's all volunteers, and a lot of people don't know that you can actually go and volunteer to hold that pole.
Sure. Sure.
For Sean D. Tucker.
Yeah, and one of the kids that was doing it was third generation. He was so excited, like carrying on a tradition in the family.
His
grandfather did it, his dad did it, and then his brother did it, and now he got to do it.
Excellent.
And he was so excited. I mean, it was really kind of fun to see.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but this entire air show runs on volunteers.
Yeah.
People volunteer to do radio, for example. I volunteer for this. People volunteer to park airplanes. People volunteer to do almost everything here in the air show. Mm-hmm. And it just could not happen without that. Mm-hmm. And you can volunteer to do just about anything you want to do out here, from welding to carpentry, host people or talk to interesting people on the radio.
Yeah.
So
it's really something. I mean, they're doing a great job too. It's really well run. I mean, you got that, it feels like it's got that military, aviators kind of precision.
Yeah. And that is a testament to Paul Poperesny, who did come out of the military and really made this into an organization that has a lot of structure like that. Mm-hmm. And he did a wonderful job setting up this organization and making it run.
Right, yeah.
Have you had a chance to go for a helicopter ride at all out here?
I did.
Here? You did?
Did, in a Jet Ranger.
Okay.
And went out and did a few little laps of the track and went down off, over the freeway down there. And that was fun. It was really fun being in.
You get a really good view of everything that's going on here.
Yeah,
I mean the ground.
Took a camera up, and it was just so fun looking at everything. I forgot I had the camera. But
you have to go for another one.
Yeah.
And for Trimotor, have you seen that out flying at all? Or?
I haven't seen it flying, but I saw it sitting out there, and it's really, I mean, all of these things are so fun. I found an old 1935 Waco, which is what my dad learned to fly in.
Nice.
And when he first got his license, the FAA was the CAA then. and I think it cost him $15 to get his pilot's license.
Don't we all wish that it would only cost $15 now?
Yeah, so I found one of those too. And now, to me, that would be fun to get up in and, you know, and fly.
Right.
Or, you know, just go for a ride in, you know. And that's just that old biplane fabric wing thing, you know. I've never been up in one of those.
Really?
Yeah, and that would be really fun.
Another interesting thing, and they don't do it during the air show, but they do sell rides in the biplanes all summer long out at Pioneer Airport here.
I think someone told me about it.
They've got a 1929 Travelair and a couple other ones. No, we don't have a Sturman.
Really?
Totally drawing a blank, but they definitely have a 1929 Travelair.
Nice.
That you can, for I believe it's $70, you know, get a nice ride in a open cockpit biplane.
Nice 45-second ride.
No, it's like a 15-minute ride.
Really?
15-minute ride, yeah. And again,
what was it in the old days? You'd see those old movies and they'd be showing them ride for $5 or $1 or something like that.
Cheap, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. Gas didn't cost, what is it up to now in aviation?
And milk was 5 cents or
whatever. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Different days.
Yeah.
Different days. But yeah, and there's, so there are opportunities to get biplane rides out here. Or if you can find somebody who owns one, most people who own those kinds of airplanes love to go flying with people.
Well, my friend Sean lives up north, Northern California. He's got a Stearman, so maybe I can get him to take me up, you know.
I think you need to get current. Maybe in a Stearman would be a good thing to get current
right
in.
There you go.
And it might maybe a tailwheel endorsement coming along. Do you have one of those yet?
A what?
Tailwheel endorsement.
No.
No.
I don't.
I think that should be your next aviation
there
goal.
There you go. I think you got it.
Nice little step.
Now something to shoot for, right?
Absolutely. And it's a tailwheel thing. If you haven't done tailwheel flying, it is a little bit more challenging than, you know, your standard tricycle, but it makes you a much better pilot, too.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend
I'd
that.
I'd love to try that, yeah. Love to get that on there, tagged on there.
Well, unfortunately, we're running out of time here, so we're going to have to call it a close, but we do appreciate you coming in and joining us for
Well, it's great. I appreciate all the folks that came out last night and watched Airplane out at the fly-in theater. And
it's still a classic. It will always be.
They were laughing. They were having a good time. So, yeah, this has been a really wonderful week, so I'm glad that I got out here.
And we're glad you came and spent some time with us. This has been Robert Hayes, and you're listening to EAA Radio.